پنهانکاری متهمان در عدم ثبت یا عدم نگهداری.
If one big fraud trial ends, people will hear about the fate of defendants for whom the bill of indictment have been issued in the biggest fraud case in Iran's history. There are more than 100 people arrested in this case, out of which 39 bills of indictment have been issued up to now. The last three defendants for whom a bill of indictment was issued defended themselves in the 15th court session held in Tehran. The lawyers in previous sessions had stated that the people put on trial here had created many jobs, and the judges started the session by answering them.
The court requested more information from various related institutions to see if the companies had created any jobs, and we found out that they had actually fired a total of 2,143 people.
Then the judge explained to the defendants what they were charged with.
You are accused of disrupting the economic system by helping to open 136 fraudulent letters of credit worth close to $3 billion then.
The defendants did not accept the charges and defended themselves.
I could not distinguish between real letters of credit and fraudulent letters of credit because from the outside I witnessed letters of credit being opened and goods coming into the factory.
Some of the defendants have been charged with crimes such as corruption on earth, which can be punishable by death. Iranians have become sensitive on the issue and follow it closely.
We expect the court to adjudicate with care and be resolute in its decisions. It is the court that must answer back to the people.
I expect the court to deal with the convicts like ordinary persons and punish them like it does any other person. It should not matter for the court that these people are connected or they are not connected.
The court should deal with these people in a way so that other people would not allow themselves to commit such crimes easily.
The first session of Iran's big fraud trial was held on February 21, 2012. Around $3 billion were taken out of Iran's banking system using fraudulent letters of credit. The letters of credit were cashed by banks without necessary documents and in the absence of any collateral or goods involved.
Iran's big fraud trial has come to an end, and according to Iranian law, the court has a week to issue the judgments for the 39 defendants put on trial here. Arash Khalatpari, Press TV, Tehran.